Senate Judiciary Committee releases full Brett Kavanaugh report, no evidence of sexual misconduct. By Joel B. Polak on November 3, 2018. The Senate Judiciary Committee released its full and final report Saturday into the allegations of sexual misconduct against U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, finding no evidence to corroborate them. The report is 414 printed pages long, of which 28 are the report itself and the rest are 53 exhibits. The report declares, after an extensive investigation that included the thorough review of all potentially credible evidence submitted and interviews of more than 40 individuals with information relating to the allegations, including classmates and friends of all those involved, committee investigators found no witness who could provide any verifiable evidence to support any of the allegations brought against Justice Kavanaugh. In other words, following the separate and extensive investigations by both the committee and the FBI, there was no evidence to substantiate any of the claims of sexual assault made against Justice Kavanaugh. The report notes that the committee has referred several individuals to the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation who seem to have made false statements against Kavanaugh to the committee. The report also notes that the committee is investigating former FBI employee Monica McClain for allegedly urging accuser Christine Blasey Ford's best friend to change her statement disputing Ford's account of an alleged sexual assault. Several media outlets have reported that the FBI supplemental report indicated that Leland Kaiser, a friend of Dr. Ford, felt pressure from Dr. Ford's allies to revisit her initial statement to the committee that she did not know Justice Kavanaugh or have any knowledge of the alleged incident. 78 According to the news articles, Kaiser reported that former FBI employee Monica McClain, whom Dr. Ford allegedly coached in a polygraph exam years earlier, and others contacted her to suggest she clarify her account. Committee investigators continued to pursue this lead to determine whether McClain or others tampered with a critical witness. On Friday, details emerged from the committee's investigation, including the fact that a left-wing activist from Kentucky who claimed that Kavanaugh had raped her had later admitted that she made up her story. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.